Imagine a freshly cooked crab. Delicious. We savour the juicy, succulent flesh and discard the shell. But have you ever thought how useful its shell could be? Now scientists realise that an extract from the shell could actually have uses in surgery. Crustacea, such as crabs and insects, have an exoskeleton. This skeleton is not just a surrounding body, it actually allows the muscles and tissues to bind to its inside and acts as a support. This binding mechanism is aided by an extract known as chitosan, which researchers at the University of Western Sydney are testing for use as an adhesive for surgical repair of peripheral nerves. My PhD is focusing on photochemical tissue bonding, a technique that provides tissue sealing using a laser. Photochemical tissue bonding combines visible green laser light to activate a photosensitive dye called Rosbengal, which is mixed with a chitosan, to bond adjacent nerve ends whilst remaining extremely flexible. So flexible, in fact, you can actually use it for keyhole surgery. As a bonus, it's also antimicrobial, thus preventing wound infection. Early results have shown that the chitosan adhesive has proved to bond firmly to tissue upon laser exposure with minimal heat production, whilst clearly showing that the adhesive is non-toxic and flexible within the body. And it's fast. Suturing can take up to an hour to repair damaged nerves, whereas the chitosan film takes only a few minutes. The chitosan adhesive has the potential to improve the outcome of peripheral nerve repair as well as for other tissue applications. It can be integrated, for example, in a bandage with agents that repair tissue and enhance healing without the need for sutures. For this reason, the chitosan adhesive represents a major advancement for nerve repair when compared to other methods. Presently, we're not using the chitosan film in humans, as we are still testing it with animals. But because of its bonding strength, its lack of inflammatory and scarring response, and non-toxic nature, we hope to see it being used in surgery before too long. So far, the project has been extremely exciting and a steep learning curve for me. I've had to learn some of the skills of a microsurgeon, which has been a challenge, considering my gorilla hands. But the rewards are high. Following further work, we hope to radically improve the procedures and outcomes in this intricate area of surgery.